Thank you so much, Mickey T. Well, residents of the capital city seem to be fully enjoying the freedom to walk through Water Street and sit down for a bite to eat at, well, one of the picnic tables there or the sidewalks, decks. Lots of patios cropping up, aren't they? And it's all because of the new pedestrian mall. Many other businesses on Duckworth Street and adjoining streets want to get in on some of that action, and they have applied for permits to build decks on the sidewalks in front of their establishments as well. Mayor Danny Breen joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mayor Breen.
Hey, good morning, Jerry Lynn.
Thank you so much for joining us live, because I know I saw a lot of different applications flying through my email yesterday as it pertains to these approvals. So what can you tell us? I noticed on Instagram, actually, Brian O'Connell of VOCM's Cabin Party, he was in the right place at the right time, and he cut the ribbon on the deck for Broderick's. So they've been approved. What other recent approvals have been made?
Well, first of all, there's two different areas here. First, the pedestrian mall is a special event zone, so those decks in there have all been approved in that area. Outside the pedestrian mall, we have applications from various places in the city and many locations, like you said, on Duckworth Street. So one of the things that we did a few weeks ago to speed this process up. Whenever you put in an application for a deck, a business puts in an application for a deck in the downtown area, there will be a request. You would have to go out under the regulations and get public input. So getting public input under the Act by the regulations that are put out would take anywhere from 4 to 5 weeks. And then would have, depending when it fell, would have to go to council for approval. So after we got the started this and saw the applications were going to start coming in, what we did is we created a zone in the downtown and put that whole zone out for public consultation. So what it means is we've basically taken 4 to 5 weeks off the time that it would take to get an application approved, because we do understand that businesses are anxious and they're getting ready to go. So. That was approved by council on Monday night, and we started issuing permits on Wednesday and Thursday for decks in the downtown area. And we have other applications that we're now getting feedback on that will be coming forth. So rather than wait for a council meeting, when they come in and they go through our process, excuse me, we'll then do it through an e-poll with council so we can get the approvals out quicker to the businesses.
Well, I did speak with communications representative at the Gypsy Tea Room. I know they're trying to open up a beach-themed bar there to the side of their location, but they didn't apply under the special events category. They applied before the end of May. So are you pushing their application through? Because the way it was worded to me was they weren't aware that this was in place by the city.
Well, I understand that that's been explained numerous times, but maybe it just wasn't as clear as it should have been, but it's not included in the special event because it's not on the street. Our regulations are very prescriptive.
But are you willing to flex a little in order to get this? Because, I mean, it's almost ready to go there. It looks like they've got it
finished, Jerry Lynn. It's been put out for public consultation. I don't know where that one is right now because it is different. But that I understand that that's finishing on the I think the period ends on the 13th. And we'll put that out to council for approval on the 14th of July.
Okay, so what's the rationale behind the expediting the process wherever possible?
Well, because businesses are recovering, they've been hit with the reduction in the capacity, excuse me, and that's why we wanted to address that capacity issue. One of the reasons that we move forward with the pedestrian mall was to address the capacity, help the businesses address their capacity issues, especially in restaurants and bars.
And so will it work to help people who are off Water Street, who are not in that pedestrian mall area?
Yeah, absolutely. So on Duckworth Street, for example, there's applications that permits were issued yesterday on that will allow businesses there to go take parking spaces and to use that area to create decks outside their restaurants on their street frontage. So we expect that that's going to happen in a few situations where the businesses want to. So that's what we're working through, and that's the applications that have been submitted.
And it certainly seems like the uptake on this has been fast and furious. Do you think that there's going to be further demand as the summer wears on?
Well, I think that we're seeing applications from businesses outside the downtown area where businesses or restaurants are looking to use part of their parking areas to create more outdoor eating spaces. And, you know, that's what they need to do, because if you have a restaurant that has a business case built on 100 patrons and your capacity is reduced to 50, you have to make some changes and take advantage whatever you can, and we want to help them achieve that.
And how will you judge the success of all this? Just one last question.
Well, I think the success is going to be judged by looking at what the reaction of the public is to it, which so far has been quite positive. We'll also look at the businesses and see what they found worked for them, what didn't work for them, what changes we can make, and also looking at ourselves internally, looking at the issues that we have, how we can improve. We got this done very quickly. We knew that there was going to be challenges as we went, but we were prepared to react quickly to them when those challenges and issues arose, and we're doing that. One of the things, for example, that we may need to do is improve some of the signage in the downtown area to direct people to businesses outside the pedestrian mall. So that's something that has been suggested to us and something that we're looking at right now. So just those tweaks that we need to make on the way.
And it's great to see that flexibility and the city working so feverishly to meet the demands of the business owners. Their lives depend on it. Thank you so much, Mayor Breen.
Thank you, Geraldine.
All right, that's Mayor Danny Breen of the City of St. John's.